We thank the Lord for the wonderful song service and the special singing. We appreciate that and appreciate you, everyone that's here to be a part of this great fellowship this morning. And we need your prayers as we look into the word of the Lord. It is the word of the Lord that we all need, especially in these times that we're living in. If I didn't have the word to stand on, I would be, amen, in bad shape. Amen. And I thank the Lord for the word of the Lord. I thank the Lord that we can dig into the word of the Lord. The word of the Lord is our breakfast. The word of the Lord is our lunch. The word of the Lord is our supper. We need it all during the day. Amen. So we just want to share a few thoughts with you this morning as we go here into our scriptures. If we would have a preaching topic this morning, it would be, we cannot serve two masters. Wonder who the two masters are. The Lord and the devil. Now, I don't care where you live. It doesn't matter not your address or what state you may live in or what country you may live in. You have those same choices. There is the devil in Russia. There is the devil in Africa. There is a devil in the United States of America. The devil is all over the entire world. Don't feel like you so exempt or you so holy that he don't bother with you. Amen. He is no respected person. But we that are saved and equipped with the power of God, it is our job to send him out. Let him know he must be dismissed. I just, in testimony service, I had both doors open. Amen. Not just one. I had the sanctuary door opened. Had a couple of my members to go and open the sanctuary door and the entryway door. Have both of them open, and I resist that devil, and I had the devil to be dismissed. You got to realize the devil is real. I was singing a song earlier, and he changed my words to say something of his domain. Amen. So I'm letting you know he can change. He'll try to change your language. He'll try to change your life. He'll try to change your way of living. He's no good. We need to learn definitely what side we own and who we serving. Amen. If we serving the devil, we need to realize we need to flip and come on the Lord's side. I don't want to see nobody go to a everlasting fire. I don't want to see nobody go to hell. I want to see all of us come and be saved and be on the Lord's side. Now I'm here to tell you, in the fear of the Lord, you got to choose. You got to make a decision.
Yes, it's all about decisions.
Amen. A lot of times people say, I don't like to be making decisions. I don't like, amen. We need to like it. Because we got to choose. Huh? I say you got to choose. Choose you today whom you may serve. I just said you cannot serve two masters. You got people today trying to straddle the fence. Come on, somebody. Amen. You can't straddle the fence. You got to know if you are going to be on the Lord's side or you're going to be on the devil's side. Amen. That song we sing, heaven or hell, you are choosing. Amen. It's a choice. You want to choose to be on the Lord's side? The Lord is saying, come, I want you on my side. Come unto me, all ye labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for you shall how it go? You shall be meek and lowly, and you shall find rest upon your soul. Come on, somebody. Devil, get back. He's trying to work. Amen. I remember when I was a young person, we went to South Carolina from North Carolina. Amen. And when we got to the line there, the state line there, North Carolina and South Carolina, I remember getting out and pulling over my vehicle, and I got out and I began to, amen, on that line, I began to, amen, go to the South Carolina line. We're just walking over here to South Carolina line. Then I jumped back, amen, then I was in the North Carolina, just that quick. It ain't but seconds. You can be in North Carolina, and seconds, you can be in South Carolina. Look out now, amen. So right then, I had to make a choice. Now, do I want to stay in North Carolina, or do I want to go on to South Carolina? Amen, amen. And that's how it is. When we get to that crossroad, we need to realize whose side we on. Amen. Do you want to serve the Lord? You want to be on the Lord's side, or you want to be on the devil's side? You must make a decision. Praise God. You can't straddle the fence and trying to, put your legs out where you can be on both sides at one time. It don't work. Praise God. So I'm here to tell you this morning, in the fear of the Lord, we need to make sure and very sure it's time to make some wise choices. Amen, amen, amen. And the choice is, are you willing to quit the sin business? That's the choice. Amen. Are you willing to quit the sin business? Praise God. Amen. Are you willing to say, Lord, I want to be on your side, and I don't want to be half-heartedly, but I want to have a full mind to want to go with you all the way. Amen. Praise God. And you must have a mind to say, now I'm on the Lord's side. So devil, amen. Look at here, devil. Goodbye. Amen. Time to say goodbye to the devil. And time to look at the Lord and say, hello, Lord. Come on in. Amen. Hello. Lord, I need you. I need you every step of the way. Praise God. Ain't God good in him? Amen. Call him. Call him. Talk to him. Tell the Lord to take over, Lord. Come in my life. Make me a new creature in Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:17 said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is what? Talk with me now. A new creature. Old things are passed away. And behold, all things are become new. Praise God. I got a new walk. I got a new talk. Amen. I got a new way now. I ain't listen to the ways of the devil. Because the ways of the devil will lead you into destruction. Amen. Praise God. I know he got a lot of jokes in his bag. And he'll try to act like he's your friend. And he can give you some deals, but don't listen to him. And don't listen to his deals. Amen. Learn that I'm going to be on the Lord's side. Now let's read over here to Matthew. Matthew. Let's turn our Bibles to Matthew, can we? Matthew, the 6th chapter. And we want to read just that 24th verse. And it plainly tells us, no man can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Amen. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. Amen. Let us say choice. Praise God. You cannot. I don't care what neighborhood you live in. Makes no difference what your DNA may be. May be different who you may think you are. Let me say this. You cannot serve God a mammon. You got to pick and choose who you're going to serve. And I want to thank the Lord November of 1976, I made an important decision in my life. I chose to choose God for my director, for my leader, for my guide. I was looking how the devil just having a field day on people and doing all types of things, and I looked that way. I said, I don't want that way. That way will lead me down to a roadblock. Praise God. But I want to serve the living God. Praise God. Amen. Now let's turn over here to James. Amen. We got to make a decision, church. I want to just kind of show you how this thing work here. James, the third chapter. Praise God. Pray for us. Amen. James, the third chapter here. And we want to start at the eighth verse. Praise God. That's James, the third chapter, and the eighth verse. It said, but the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil. It's full of deadly poison. That's why I don't want no parts of the unruly evil that's come from the devil's side. But I'm here to tell you, in the fear of the Lord, I want to be on the Lord's side. Therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. Now here's my key note verse. Out of the same mouth proceeded blessings and cursing. My brother, those things ought not to be. Praise God. We got to realize that when we serve the Lord, we can't switch from hot to cold and from cold to hot. Come on, somebody. Amen. We can't have blessings and cursing flowing out the same fountain. Amen. Amen. Something wrong with that fountain. Praise God. Sometimes people say they're on the Lord's side. And then you look around, they're doing ungodly things. They're doing things that not pleasing in the Lord's sight. Amen. They say they golly and they fallen. Amen. The pathway of Satan. Praise God. But I'm here to tell you, church. I'm here to tell you, in the fear of the Lord, it's time out for playing church. Praise God. If you want to serve the Lord, serve him to the fullness. Amen. Amen. How many know hot and cold? The Bible said either you hot or cold. Lukewarm, he will what? Spew you out of his mouth. Praise God. If you want to serve the Lord, amen. Serve him. Love him. Keep all of his commandments. Follow his procedure. Do his will, praise God. Amen. And if you don't do his will, then you're doing the opposite. And the opposite meaning that you're doing the devil's will. Praise God. I'm not going to follow the devil. I'm not going to have no parts of Satan, because he'll lead you to a downward road. He'll lead you to a roadblock. He'll lead you to hell. But I want to choose God. The Lord said, amen, if you come into his house, he said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it was not so, he said, I would have told you. The Lord, he said, I'm gone to prepare a place for you. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself. See, the the Lord is trying to give us a blessing place, a prepared place, a place of rest, a place of consolation, praise God. But the devil, he wants to destroy you. The Bible said the devil's job is to steal, kill, and destroy. But make a choice. What role are you on? Are you on the role of success? Are you on the role of recovery? Are you on the role of greatness? Are you on the road with the Lord? Are you on that downward road? Amen. Where the devil, he gonna burn you. Amen. You're gonna be destroyed. You ain't gonna make it, praise God. But I wanna go where the Lord is. I wanna be with the Lord. The Bible says, when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. So I wanna be like Jesus. I want to follow his path. I want to do his will. Do I have any witness in here this morning? Do you want to follow the Lord or do you want to follow the devil? It's a choice. The Lord don't bang nobody's head to try to make you live godly. He don't try to bang nobody's head to make you be saved. He said, whosoever will, let him come. Praise God. And I'm going to stand on his word because his word is faithful. His word is just. Praise God. Amen. And I want to speak blessings. I want to speak blessings out of my mouth and not cursing. Amen. Amen. Because my Bible reads, these things ought not to be. Praise God. It should not be. When you saying that you are a child of God, amen, and you're cursing and using profane language and following the devil. Come on, somebody. Amen. See you, amen. What's in your heart don't come out. A lot of people is saying, I'm a child of God. I sing on the choir. Amen. I'm on the deacon board and I'm on the usher board. All those boards is not going to save you. If you don't know Jesus for your personal savior, none effect. Praise God. We got to live this thing. We got to know the man. Huh? Praise God. You can tell anybody, hey, I go to Church of God, and Brother Leonard is my pastor, and we on fire for God. All this talk, it got to be some walking. It got to be some realness in your life. It got to be some committed ways. Praise God. You got to forsake your way and allow God's way to take over. Is that right? Amen. Now, let's read a little further. Now, it's asking a question here. It said, it said here, does a fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and build up? Can somebody answer that question for me? Amen. That's a no-no. It don't work. I believe if that fountain is doing that, that should make news. That should be on the WRAL news. Or even the WTVD news. All on the internet. Man, you need to come see this fountain. Man, this fountain can spew out, amen, sweet water and bitter. Amen. But I'm here to tell you, I've been here for 65 years, and I ain't never seen a fountain can flow out bitter and sweet water. Amen. We got the mother of the house here. She's older than me. I think she got me about 10, 11 years. Sister, Sister McDonald, have you ever seen a fountain flow out sweet and bitter at the same time? Hello in here. Come on, somebody. Amen. So it doesn't work. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Does a fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? Can the fig tree, my brother, bear olive berries, even a vine figs? So can no fountain both yield salt water and flesh? So what this is saying, if you, amen, the one verse of scripture, the Bible says you know the tree by the fruit it bear. Right. Amen. Can we get right down to it? If you got olive berries, a tree is supposed to bear olive berries. Amen. If you got a fig tree, Brother Curtis, amen, and it's supposed to yield figs, amen. Now, if you look up there and you're getting bananas, you know something wrong with that tree. Amen. Call the man. Call the man and let them inspect that tree. Because something ain't right. Praise God. Amen. So same as you and I, if we supposed to be Christians and living a holy life, and that's not happening, but you're supposed to be living a holy life, then folks looking at you, amen, living an evil life, amen. You doing evil stuff, you cursing folks out, you, amen, being a homemonger, you being a fornicator, you lying and cheating. Come on, somebody. Where all this corruptness on this supposed to be a godly tree? You need to call on the Lord. Say, Lord, something ain't right. It ain't right, and you ain't right. Praise God. Because if you was right, you wouldn't be yielding all those evils on your tree. So that's what I'm trying to tell you, church. That's what I'm trying to tell you, godly people. That's what I'm trying to tell you, holiness, folks of God. We need to examine ourselves and see we yielding godly fruit. Praise God. Because you can't say you're a Christian and you're bearing bad fruit. Praise God. Bad fruit. Amen. And sometimes no fruit. Ain't got no fruit. You're supposed to be holiness, living a holy life, and no fruit is out there. I don't see nothing on the tree. Something wrong with that tree. And guess what? That tree represents us. We all are trees. And we got to make sure that we are bearing good fruit. Amen. Amen. See, when we serving the good master, amen, when we serving God, then we'll be yielding godly fruit. Amen. Now, if you ain't willing and ready to live a holy life, or you feel like you cannot, amen, bear this godly fruit, and you want to continue to bear, amen, ungodly fruit, well, then the Lord going to tell you, where I am, you cannot come. Hello. Is that too hard for us this morning? Amen. That's the truth. Amen. You say 14, brother?
Yes, sir.
We're gonna read that. We're going to get right down to that. Praise God. And when we get round to that, I'm going to let you read that 14th verse. And read it good and loud where we can hear. Please. Amen. Then it said, who is a wise man and endure with knowledge among you? Do we have any wise men and women here this morning? Let her or him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. Amen. Now, if we want to go God's way, we need to show some knowledge and show some good conversation. Amen. With meekness of wisdom. But if ye have bitter. Read, brother. That's that scripture. Read that scripture good and loud. 14. What did that say?
But if you have bitter envy.
Yes.
And self-seeking in your heart.
Yes.
Do not boast and lie against the truth.
Come on, somebody. See, one thing the Lord, he got the searchlight. You may fool man, and you can, you know, may fool man, but I'm here to tell you, the Lord got that searchlight. He see that envying, and he see that bitterness. He see that corruptness. And he see all that, amen, things of not of God. He see that. You might think you hiding, but God see that. And you can't make it with that stuff in your heart. Amen. You got to make change. Amen. You got to say, I'm through with all of that bitterness. I'm through with all that strife. I'm through with all that correctness. I'm going to follow the Lord all the way. I will be committed. I will not and I shall not let nothing he'll hinder me. I'm going out of way in Jesus' name. If you can't help me, please don't block me. I got a race to run. I mean what I'm doing, church. I said, I mean what I'm doing, brothers and sisters. I mean to go right on until the crown is won. I mean mean to fight the fight of faith until life on earth is done. I will never more turn back. Defeat I shall not know, for God will give me victory. How many want victory? You must go on in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. It ain't no playtime here. Amen. Ain't no time to just flip-flop here and there. It's time to be real. It's time to be genuine. It's time to be like God. Because one day we're going to have to lay down. And we're going, somebody else going to have to take our shoes off. Amen. We won't be able to breathe. We'll cease to breathe. Amen. We're going to end up in somebody's funeral home. And the way you live, that's the way you're going to die. So that's why it's so important and so vital to make sure you're serving the right master. Amen. And ain't nothing but two choices. And ain't half a dozen choices. Amen. You go, well, I do this. No, I won't do that. No, I'm going to do this. No, I'm going to serve that. No, I got six choices. No, you ain't got but two choices. Serving the Lord or serving the devil. Going to hell or going to heaven. Come on, somebody. Amen. Praise God. The way folks is falling off the face of the earth today, we need to make sure that we got our reservation. We need to make sure that we got our ticket on hand. We need to make sure that we're on the winning side. Because we're going out of here with no ticket. Come on, somebody. It ain't how many times you can do cartwheels. It ain't how many times you can speak in some unknown tongues. It ain't how many times you can flip and flop. It's time to live a solid life on these concrete streets. One thing about the Lord, he knows your address. He knows about Burlington. He knows who live in Burlington. He knows about Greenville, South Carolina, and Lumberton, North Carolina, and Raleigh, Durham, and amen, Rougemont. Amen, somebody, Dallas, Texas, come on, somebody, Miami, Florida, hello, somebody. He knows where you stand. He knows you a person that following God's procedure. He knows if you walking the walk, or you just talking the talk. Amen. In these times we living in, I see as pastor, I see slackness. I see slothfulness. I see folks need to be recharged. Their battery is gone down. Amen. There's no fire in there. If you have an automobile and you got a battery that doesn't work, amen, and it's a bad battery, I don't care how shiny the car may be. I don't care how many nice rims you may have on it and that big engine. But if that battery won't turn that vehicle over, amen, it's just none effect. You can't drive it. You can't go nowhere. It ain't going to start. Amen. Same with us. We need a recharge. Can I preach it here? I said we need a recharge. We need to drive up. We need to drive up to the shop. Tell them I need a battery replacement. Quit playing with that old battery. You know, every time that battery sit up a couple of days, it don't work. Now, if you drive it every day, it does work because it keeps it charged. But don't play with that like some people do. They bring the car to the shop. You know, every other day, it'll start. Yeah, you need a battery. You need something to start up every day. Not every other day or every 2 days. Come on, somebody. Amen. Pull up in that shop and tell the technician, say, I need a brand new battery. And guess what? My front tires are getting slick. Amen. I need a front end alignment as well. Come on. Because when I drive and I take my hand off the wheel, amen, it pulls to the right, or maybe it may pull to the left. So I know that I need it lined up. And I want to tell you, in the fear of the Lord, sometimes we as children of God, we that way too. When you let your hand off the wheel, and the Lord is the wheel, you'll go to the right, you'll go to the left. But we want to go straight. So say, line me up. When I take my hand off the wheel, I want that wheel to stay right on the road. Praise God. That's what a front end alignment will do for you. Some of us might don't know why your tires are being a little slick. I call them may pops. They may pop at any time. They're so slick. Then you're trying to take a trip across the country, and you know you got may pops. Amen. That's you're trying to live for God, and you say you got the Lord, and you know you, amen, you ain't really got the qualification as being a child of God. Come on, somebody. Work on your spiritual vehicle. Get it lined up. Get recharged. Sometimes just don't even get recharged. Just get a brand new battery. Amen. Amen. Me and my brother Daniel, we went to this home diagnosing a vehicle. And this lady, she said, this car ain't started in about a year. And I said, first thing I said, I looked at that battery. Brother Dan said, that battery looked kind of new. I said, it might look new, but it ain't new. And quite natural, you're going to need a battery, man. But I said, but we'll charge it. I jumped it. I said, we'll try to charge it up. And I kept my jumper cables with my truck. And I ran 20 minutes. I'm looking at my gas meter. Looking at my gas needle, I said, man, I better cut this thing off or I'll be done in a turmoil. Amen, with no fuel. So we did it 20 minutes, and then I said, did it start, Danny? He said, no. As they take the cables off. Ma'am, you need a new battery. Amen. No, I ain't talking about no used battery. I don't believe in them either. Because they'll last you about 5 days or 10, and you're back in the same shape. Amen. You might as well, if you ain't got money, just save money. If you got enough for a used battery, just keep saving. Then you eventually have enough for, if you got enough for a used battery, you eventually have enough for a new battery. That's what the Lord wants. Let us all say new. Let's say it again, new. Amen. That's how we're supposed to be. Didn't he say new creature? Didn't he say old creature? A recharged creature, but it said a new creature. Amen. Everything new. It's time out for patchwork. I see sometimes people patching roofs. It's leaking over there in that corner. And you just keep patching and patching. That'll work for 60 days. Then you got to go back out there and patch some more. I'm going to call a roof man and say, tear it off. Take it all off. Put some new stuff there. Put some new roofing paper. Amen. Brand new roof. Shingles. Then when the storms come. When the problems arise. Your roof is still standing. But when you keep patching and patching. How many know patchwork don't? It doesn't work. We got to do it the right way. Amen. So I'm here to tell you, it's time to work on us. Time to work on us. Amen. Make sure that we is on the winning side. Make sure that we bearing the right fruit. Make sure that your vehicle is charged. Amen. Amen. Because the Lord, he is the inspector. He gonna come and inspect all of our goods. If it's good or evil. Amen. He gonna check. Praise God to make sure that you are bearing good fruit. Amen. Can the fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries, even a vine of figs? So can no fountain both yield salt water and flesh. Who is a wise man? Endureth with knowledge among you. Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. That's what folks need to see. Amen. A wise man that's showing some good conversation. The Bible said, but if ye have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descended not from above, but is earthly and sensual and devilishness. Come on. Amen. And that ain't going to make it. Praise God. That earthly fruit
Amen. Praise God. So if you got bitter, envy, and strife in your heart, let's get rid of it. Amen. Let's get on the right side. Amen. Let's change masters. Amen. The devil, he allowed this to happen. But we need to change partners. Amen. Sometimes people act like it's so hard and complicated to live a holy life. But I'm here to tell you, it's not hard. What the hard part is keeping your mind on foolish stuff and serving the ungodly master, trying to stay on the devil's side. He will keep you confused. He'll keep you, amen, not knowing what to do. But only thing you need to do is change partners. Amen. When you change partners from the devil to God, when you get on God's side, it is he that will work miracles in your life. Amen. It ain't hard. It is he that will conduct you, amen, doing the will, the white wisdom way. He'll conduct you to live a pure life, praise God. He'll allow you to be peaceable and gentle above all men, praise ye the Lord. Amen. That's all you need to do. Praise God. Amen. Serve a good master, praise God. Serve a man that will stick with you to the end. Amen. A man that will not leave you nor forsake you. A man that, amen, when troubles times come, he let you know you move out of the way. Amen. I got this thing. I'll fix this thing. I'll make a way. Amen. I handle it. Only thing you need to do is let go and let God. Won't he do it, church? I said, only thing you need to do is let go and let God, and God will work a miracle. God will fix it. The Bible said, but the wisdom that is from above is first, then peaceable, amen, gentle, and easy. I said, and easy to be entreated. It's full of mercy, not half a cup, but it's full of mercy and good fruits. Come on, somebody. Let's say good fruits, praise God. That's the only thing going to stand. That's the only thing going to grow. That's the only thing that will multiply is good fruit without partiality and without hypocrisy. What the word? Hypocrisy. That's the word. Hypocrisy. Come on, let's say that again. Full of mercy and good fruit without partiality. And without hypocrisy. Hypocrisy comes from the root word hypocrite. Amen. And a hypocrite is a what? Pretender. Huh? Come on, somebody. Amen. I said a pretender. I must be talking about somebody in here because it's kind of quiet in here this morning. Come on, somebody. Might as well crowd say, yes. That's me. I'm back here sitting there in the back seat. That you talking to me, Pastor. Kind of like Jonah in the ship. Back there in the, not the main part. He down there in the basement. Huh? Come on. Down there asleep. And then the shipmaster was trying to wonder why this ship in such a rage. This ship, wind just blowing and about bending the ship and all this. Somebody in here don't need to be on here. So they began to do an inspection. And they found Brother Jonah down in the hind part of the ship at the bottom. And he was asleep. If Jonah would have been a real man of God, he should have said, here am I. I'm the one that ain't bearing the good fruit. I'm the one that got this boat rocking. I'm the one, amen. Praise God. How many know God knows where you located? God knows where you stand. You may not say, here am I, kind of like Adam and Eve, amen. Adam, the Bible said, he hid himself from the presence of the Lord, and the Lord in the cool of the day. He said, Adam, Adam, where art thou? Adam didn't say a word. Adam, where art thou? He won't deaf. He hear God's calling. But he did wrong. He hid himself from the presence of the Lord, and he sinned, and sin brings separation. Sin will make you hide Sometimes you look in your congregation, you say, I ain't seen so-and-so in a long time. Wonder where that person, they done seen. They done seen. Amen. Praise God. Sin will separate yourself. Godliness will help us to be together. Together we stand, divided we fall. I was preaching out west, and I remember I was saying this, and I'm going to say it right here. Do you know, wonder why the Lord pictured the saints and the ants as goats and sheep? He pictured Christian folks as sheep, and he pictured ungodly folks as goats. As a youngster, I hear pastors and preachers, they preach, and they were saying, I'm listening now. I was one back in my day, I used to listen. I won't like the other children playing the color books and looking, amen, at the floor and at the bees that's on the wall and anything to distract, you know. But my mind was on what that preacher was saying. Never knew I was going to be a preacher, but I'm glad I paid attention. But I hear preachers say, we need to have the nurture or the example like sheep. They say when trouble comes, you don't scatter and go here and there, but you pull together. Is that right? Amen. When trouble comes, they pull together. That's what sheep does. Now, versus goats. I'm familiar with them also. Goats scatter. They heal. They're all around just jumping and acting wild. So one day I was out west and I saw a herd of sheep in a pasture. I pulled my car over. I said, I just want to see something. I want to see if these sheep are pulled together. I got out of my car and there were about 10 or 15 of them. And I ran to the pasture and I yelled, roar! I said, I'm going to see if they tell the truth or did they really preach? No way. Man, I saw those sheep. They had a perfect circle. They did. And they all pulled together just. Look at God. Look at God. I love the nature of a sheep. When problems come, they pull together. And that's how we should be. And I see why the Bible tells us we need to be as sheep. Now, I used to go to the country there in Fair Bluff. My uncle and aunt had goats. Amen. And I saw how goats operate. Had them running all around the yard. And you go around, they one running to the left, one running to the right, one jumping up, one just doing all kind of stuff. My aunt had the nerve to ask me, Jerry, you want to spend the night? The night? I said, yes, I'd be glad to. I won't spend the night thinking about the goats, but I was spending the night thinking about that good chocolate cake she had up there in the table, on the table. Amen. And that food she had them pots. But I tell you what, I did spend the night. And I did get some of that good food and got some of them good cakes. But I couldn't sleep all night long. Though goats went under the house, not in the house. But they went under the house. And they were just banging on the top. Boom, 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 boom. I thought sooner or later they'll stop whacking. Ease off and get a little dose. And then they'll calm down and just boo, boo. I said, Lord Jesus. Now I see the goat nature and I see about the sheep nature. So that's what I want us to know. Amen. I said all that to say this. When trouble come in your life, when problem arise, always pull together. Never separate. Never run away from the fold of sheep. There is safety there is safety in God's people. Is that right?
Amen.
I said, is that right? Amen. Amen. So I want to make sure that I'm doing the will of the Lord. Let's read that again. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy, good of fruit, without partiality, and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. Wow. Ain't that powerful? Now, if you're the peace breaker, you don't understand this scripture. But if you learn how to be a peacemaker, it said the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace. Of them that what? Make peace. So if you're the peacemaker, you will automatically get more peace. You'll know how to keep peace and confusion out of your vocabulary. Praise God. So I'm here to tell you this morning, in the fear of Jesus, keep the faith, keep pressing on. Amen. And know who you serving. Praise God. Let's get out the goat side and let's come over to the sheep side. Praise God. That will get you to the glory world. So may God help you and may heaven smile upon you, and God bless.